Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Shannon Bryce, the COO for Care and Share Food Bank of Southern Colorado. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's a privilege to have you here, and we appreciate you joining in on this discussion. It's a very important discussion. Care and Share, going all the way back to the Black Forest Fire, and of course, well before then, is well known for being able to mobilize lots of resources and people in disastrous times. And we're entering into a disastrous time now with COVID-19.
Yeah, we sure are. And, you know, I think our organization can be looked at by the community as an organization that will be here to respond and support the community in whatever that looks like. We started those conversations today internally and are certainly going to continue to be in a position to serve our neighbors, both at risk of hunger and at risk of, you know, contracting this virus, or even the neighbors who might be encouraged to stay home, who are of the, you know, the populations that are being recommended to stay home and quarantine. We certainly want to be able to serve them. We don't know exactly what that looks like right now, but we are coming up with a plan as we speak.
Yes, you had noted that Lynn Telford is meeting with her board of directors and those plans are starting to come together. But you also noted too, Shannon, that Care and Share is not immune in times like this. You had a big event planned and even that's being affected.
Yeah, you know, our major fundraising event, Recipe for Hope, is next week. And, you know, those are the big decisions that we're having to make. We haven't quite come to a decision on that yet. But, you know, that is a really big deal for us. You know, it's a gathering of, you know, 1,500 people who invest financially in our work, which raises a significant chunk of change, about $500,000. And, you know, not having that or having that has major implications. So, you know, those are the big decisions that our organization is faced with at the moment. And, you know, ultimately, we're going to be operating out of an abundance of caution and doing what's best ultimately for our neighbors in need. But, you know, we're having some big decisions to make, and it's hard, you know, with just understanding how rapidly this thing is changing and how rapidly the communications are changing, too, from both the regional level and the state level. You know, we're trying to do what's best for all involved.
Right. We'll be hearing from Governor Polis at 5 o'clock tonight with an update on how quickly the number of cases of COVID-19 are rising in Colorado. We've gone from 8 towards the end of last week, now up to 27 in just a matter, it feels like, hours. We're hearing the updates, and these some of the new cases are originating out of Pitkin County. So this stuff has a tendency to pop up in some pretty odd places. And, you know, looking at other organizations that are facing similar challenges to yours, that we've got the National Cyber Symposium that was scheduled for June. And because we're now in a state of emergency, they're canceling that occasion, Cybersecurity Symposium. And then on the other hand, we have the Space Symposium, which organizers are planning to move forward with. And that's coming up a little bit later this month. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag and depends, I suppose, on exactly what you do and how you manage such things.
That's right. And, you know, we've seen already some volunteer groups that have canceled, both out of an abundance of caution and just the populations that they are serving at their business or organization. They're just choosing not to, you know, come. So there is far-reaching effects of this. And, you know, ultimately, I would just want to assure the community that Care and Share will be here to respond in the best way that we can.
You still, of course, are actively seeking donations, which is an effort that never stops. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, anybody who's interested in giving to our work to ensure that our neighbors in need have access to healthy and nutritious food can give online at careandshare.org. And there's a big orange button and they can click donate to make a gift online. And anything personally meaningful, particularly in this time of need where we're needing to be flexible and being nimble to the situation that has evolved, we certainly would appreciate a continued investment from our community.
All righty. Shannon Bryce, Chief Operating Officer, Care and Share Food Bank for Southern Colorado. We so appreciate all of the work that you do in service and support to the community. It is our hope that we can encourage the community to support you at a time like this, because that in turn comes back to the community. We'll look to have a visit with you again not long from now once you have your plans formulated, and we can maybe help figure out a way for the community to support you.
We will promise you that, Ted.
All righty. Shannon Bryce, thank you again for your visit today at KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.